This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. College students will start flocking back to the state this week as Colorado's universities reopen their dorms for the upcoming semester. That includes the University of Colorado Boulder, Colorado State University, and Colorado Mesa University. Most universities in the state are requiring students to provide proof of COVID-19 vaccination before moving into on-campus housing. Students may apply for exemption for religious, medical, or personal reasons. A new luxury train crossing Colorado will arrive in Utah today, finishing its maiden voyage. CPR's Tina Sieg says it travels between Denver and Moab.
The Rocky Mountaineers, Rockies to Red Rocks journey, is a two-day trip that costs more than $1,000. It comes with gourmet meals and an overnight stay in Glenwood Springs. Wendy McMichael is the train's manager.
It is about traveling, relaxing, taking in the scenery, letting us guide you through the experience by telling the stories of the terrain and the areas that we travel through.
The Rocky Mountaineer already has several routes in Canada, and McMichael says the pandemic gave the company the time to focus on adding its first U.S. route. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Grand Junction is at 75 degrees and clear right now. The high today will be 95. There is lots of smoke in the area today, and it could continue into tomorrow. Meanwhile, Denver is at 61 degrees. Thanks for listening. This is CPR News.